Blog Talk Radio.
December 2nd, I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Nikita Tsukinoko! Oh my gosh, I got a pink headlight! I love pink headlights! Why don't I have pink headlights?
I know!
I didn't know that was an option. Of course, it would clash with the blue car, but still!
I think they'd be illegal in the state of Illinois.
I've seen the ones that are like the average kind of off-white sort of headlights, and I've seen the bluish kind of headlights, which I think is like bright white.
Yeah.
But I've never seen pink before. That's a new one.
Yeah, I've never seen pink either.
So in case anybody's wondering, I am hands free, and so if I sound, bye.
Alrighty. Well, I am currently in my basement attempting to finish up laundry because I was not at home all weekend. I was out at my uncle's all weekend, so of course, you know, all the laundry has to get done in one day.
Gotcha. So
how have you been the last few weeks?
Well, guess what I did the Sunday before Thanksgiving?
What did you do the Sunday before Thanksgiving?
Well, I took Melody to see her very first movie on the big screen. Guess what movie?
Ooh. What movie?
The Last Unicorn.
Too cool.
And what makes it even cooler, I mean, besides for the fact that it was at a historic theater, the Hollywood Theater in Portland, Oregon, was that it's part of a special tour.
Ooh.
And the author of The Last Unicorn, Peter S. Beagle, was there.
Ooh!
So I got a talk with him, and he signed a bunch of stuff for me. And you know how sometimes you meet someone that's been before, and it doesn't go the way you expect? You're like, wow, they're totally different than what I expected. Well,
yeah.
He was better than I expected. He's like a really just good-natured, genuine, wonderful person. And even if he wasn't my favorite author, which he is my favorite author, but even if he wasn't, he's the sort of person I would love to get to know and just sit down and, like, hear him talk about stuff and, like, tell stories because, man, I am a sucker for a good storyteller, and he's a really good storyteller.
Very cool.
But, yeah, so it's a tour. It's a tour that they're doing, and I think right now he's in Sacramento.
Ooh.
the graveyard. Happy Christmas, dead people.
Wait, just because they're dead doesn't mean that they can't celebrate.
I totally agree. I think more graveyards should be done up special for Christmas. I think more people would visit their relatives in graveyards if we did something celebratory during a celebratory holiday.
Exactly. I mean, my mother and I ended up having to go visit my grandmother, which was an unexpected thing because my mother decided to leave her keys out at my uncle's house. So we had no way of getting into the house. So everyone got to go, including the puppy.
Oh, I should also...
You should all...
Maybe I should have asked, but I'm sure you won't object. I've sent Peter a speech message letting him know that he has an open invitation to participate in My Little Pony Talk anytime he wants to, and that I will host or co-host a special edition on a different day if he needs it.
Woo-hoo!
I'm sure you wouldn't mind.
Hey, if you can get him for the 15th, that'd be perfect.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't mind, and I don't actually expect that I'll hear back because, you know, he's a busy person on a busy tour. But, I mean, no one can walk in and open the door, so I thought I would at least open the door and extend that invitation.
Very cool, very cool. Well, definitely don't hate it. Love you for it. He is definitely more than welcome.
Yes, and I posted a picture of me and Baby Pony with Peter S. Beagle on the Facebook page.
Oop.
For My Little Pony Talk.
I will definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, he kind of looks like the butterfly from the movie. A little bit.
Cool. Well, that's a lot better news than I had gotten that weekend.
Yeah. I know it was kind of a hard weekend for other people, too, but I've managed to cheer up quite a few people, so...
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm sorry, Baby Pony, but the light has to change for me to drive the car. I don't get to just drive continuously unless I'm on a freeway, and sometimes not even then.
Oh, my God, he sounds just like my dog. Every time I had to stop, he started whining. Once I was driving again, he was perfectly happy and content.
Yeah.
Which solidifies the matter of dogs are just like babies.
Except more mobile.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, and Melody is 3 days away from being 6 months old, so it's about time that I get one of those baby mirrors that you strap to the back seat so that they can... You know, chitter at themselves facing the opposite direction.
Yep.
Because it's got to be kind of lonely and isolating being in a backwards-facing car seat.
Yeah, I agree.
You never get to see where you're going, only where you've been. Kind of like remembering things.
Yep. Well, you are getting to meet someone great. I found out I'm going to have knee surgery.
Like,
the doctor, yeah, went in, he pressed on one spot, he's concerned because it's not getting any better. He's concerned that there is a tear, but just that it's not being picked up by the MRI machine because it's going in the same direction as the cuts of an MRI.
Ah.
So it's kind of like sitting there hiding. So he thinks there's a pair. The only thing we can do is do an exploratory, which will probably turn into a repair.
Well, on the plus side with knee surgery, after they're done with the surgery, it shouldn't take very long to heal. It takes forever to heal if you're just letting, like, a tear or something heal on its own. I should know.
Yes.
But, like, if you have, like, a knee replacement or a knee repair, the surgery itself does a lot of the work of reattaching everything. So you just got to finish healing up.
Yeah. Well, see, unfortunately, without him being able to see what's going on, he doesn't know where the tear is at, so he can't give me a definitive, okay, 2 weeks and you'll be up and mobile and perfectly normal again, or 6 to 12 weeks and you'll be up and mobile, depending upon where the tear is at.
Mm.
So it's, everything is kind of up in the air.
Well, it took me 3 months just to get kind of walking again, and then it took me, like, another, like, 2 months before everything was quote-unquote normal. Of course, it's not normal. It still hurts.
Yeah.
But
but that's
now I have to figure out how to get all these wipes and the baby up to the house all at the same time.
Baby in one hand, wipes in the other?
It's a big box.
Then I can't help you. So, but then the other problem I'm having is on Friday at midnight my time, my laptop was working perfectly fine. Sometime between... It was Friday at midnight. So Friday morning, basically, my laptop was working perfectly fine. I turned it on at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And now this is like only 14 hours later. And I have a power light. But that's it. Nothing is running. Nothing is doing anything on this machine. So, my computer was only 4 months old.
What have I told you about feeding the gremlins at midnight?
I didn't feed the gremlins. I beat them off. But yeah, now I am currently paying off a computer that is currently not working. I had to contact Dell, and they have to send out a text, which I can't schedule until next week. So
do you have a computer to use for Pony Talk?
Yes, I have my desktop. Oh, my.
I'm sorry, baby. I did not mean to hit that button. It's okay. Everything is fine. Sorry, listening audience. I accidentally hit the panic button.
Well, don't panic. I told you I've got a computer to work on my little pony talk.
I wasn't panicking. My pants were panicking because the keys were in my pocket.
Oh.
Oh, there.
Everything inside. We made it all the way up the stairs. No.
Have to wait and go ahead and schedule the tech to come out next week because I don't have enough time off to cover me taking off for the tech and doing surgery. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very inconvenient.
Yes, it is. And I have to hope that he, when he comes out, he can fix it all in one shot and not have to come back out.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you for sure.
Thank you. I feel like I need it.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. When we went to meet Peter S. Beagle, Melody roared at Peter S. Beagle. That's how you know she's happy to see you.
Ah, about to say, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It is a good thing. She was very... I do a great laptop. Yeah, no, she really liked Mr. Beagle.
That's good.
Oh, there's a good burp. There's a good burp. All right. So,
but unfortunately, with my computer crashing the way it did, I wasn't able to do what I intended on doing this weekend.
Which was?
Listen to the interviews.
Ah. You know, I need to go through and listen to them again because I want to write down, like, all the advice we've gotten from the customizers this year.
Cool.
Oh, did I tell you that the Pony Genie wants to participate in the customizer interviews every month?
Yes, you did. Now I just need to find one for December.
Well, let me see here. Who is on right now? Well, let me... I am going to send a message to my friend Steph. Hold on a second. I need to go get the cord.
Okie dokie.
I need to go get the cord for my phone. You sit here and talk to Pony Baby.
Okie dokie.
And if she hangs up on you, I apologize in advance.
Hello.
Right now she's looking at Rainbow Dash.
Melody.
I guess Pony Baby doesn't want to talk to us. I guess we are just not that interesting this week.
Well, she was looking at the phone. Yeah, my sister got her a new Rainbow Dash. It's a miniature one from Sweet Factory. It's still plush.
Ah.
But it still has plastic hair, like nylon, except not as nice as nylon. It's nicer than the hair they used for the Build-A-Bear one, though.
Hmm.
And they actually have Rainbow Dash bangs in the small one.
Well, that's good.
Yep, we had book babies today.
Ooh.
At the library, she got to see her friend Ukiah. Her friend Jeffrey was there, but his mommy was talking to one of the other mommies, so we didn't get a chance to talk to Jeffrey much today.
Okay. Boy, I say you better watch out for her. She sounds like she's going to be a heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she's got... she's got a couple of boyfriends, you know. Nothing serious. Just someone to practice crawling with, you know.
Well, Daddy better watch it before he gets a run for his money with her.
Well, we have this great picture, like one of those old-timey Western photos of Fred with a shotgun, cowboy hat. And I think for her first co-ed birthday party, that's going to be the picture on the invitation. Now, the photographer who took the picture didn't like that one because it's the most serious I've ever seen Fred look. And the photographer said that it looked like Fred had just had a long, hard day of killing and the day ain't done yet. But I particularly liked that photo because you never see Fred looking serious, you know, Tony husband. So, yes, I think that's going to be the picture we use for the invitations for her first co-ed party. Yeah. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, little princess?
Wait. And here's our other co-host.
It's Summerblade. Hey, guys.
Hey, Summer.
Hey there.
Oh, gosh. I fear for Melody's first boyfriend. I was just listening in on the conversation.
Yeah. I totally... Okay. Yeah, I can totally see... You know, not to be, you know, pushing Twilight, but I can totally see that scene in the movie where Charlie officially meets Edward with that shotgun. Okay? I could totally envision it.
Yep.
You know,
there's nothing more disconcerting than someone sitting there holding a shotgun or cleaning a shotgun and acting like all nice and like everything is fine and nothing unusual is happening. You know, got someone sitting there with a shotgun and menacing you, you can tell they're trying to menace you. You know?
Yep. Yeah, so don't shy quiet.
Yeah, just
shy quiet. You need to worry about.
Well, yeah, isn't it always the quiet ones that, like, you know, you hear about a shooting and the neighbor says they were always so quiet. There's always one talking to themselves.
Yep. Holy cow. Boy, you know you have not used a piece of dishware in a long time when you pull it out of the cabinet and go, oh, my God, I haven't seen this bowl in so long. It ain't funny. Sorry, I have to go share this moment with my mother. Hey, look what I found.
What's that?
What do you find?
And we have this old yellow bowl that has a rooster at the bottom of it.
Oh, can I have it?
No, because I'm eating out of it.
After you're done eating out of it, can I have it? See, I got my mom several years ago for her birthday as a gag gift. I got her this serving platter and serving bowl that have roosters in them, and she really liked them.
I don't know. I have to ask my mother about that. It's her bowl.
Well, I can't seem to find any more tacky rooster dish sets. Apparently, not as many people like them as one would assume.
Hey, it's not tacky.
I can't get them any more tacky roosters.
It's not tacky, it's cute.
My mom thought it was cute.
It's not tacky. I believe the term is thrift store chic.
Oh, really? That's the design my house has been in for years.
I got them as a bingo prize. I got them as a bingo prize.
I think.
They probably came from Walmart or someplace.
Maybe. Okay. I hope nobody minds, but I'm eating dinner during the show.
We never mind.
Yeah, my mother just said what else is new. So, Sutner Blade, what's new with you?
Not much. Last Monday, I did the overnight, a whole bunch of pies to get our bakery ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And I baked over 300 pies. I am so sick of pie right now.
And you did send me one?
No, I'm sorry. I know. I forgot. I'm a bad pony.
Oh, that's another thing I did this last week. I ate some delicious chocolate colossal cake with fudge frosting.
Where'd you get that from?
The Safeway Bakery. They may torture their employees, but they make good cake. It's so delicious and moist.
That's why it's delicious and moist. They torture their employees.
Anyway, this cake is so delicious and moist.
Thank you, GLaDOS.
You're welcome. Remember that take your daughter to work day is a good day to get her tested.
Oh, that sounds like such a bad idea.
I kind of want to play that game again, but it wasn't actually my game. And since we no longer have our roommate, I have no way to play it. I don't even remember if it was an Xbox 360 game or if it was a PlayStation 2 or a PlayStation 3 game.
It's on both. I think it's on both consoles.
Because
I had one for PS3.
I have an Xbox 360, so I should get it for Xbox 360 if I can. It's a great game.
What
game are you talking about?
Too. Portal.
Okay.
It was a game that they put out for, I believe they did have it on the PC for a while, and then they have it on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And what it is instead of, it's a first-person shooter game, but instead of like an actual gun, what they give you is a device that you can shoot on the wall and create portals so that you can transport yourself from one side of the room to the other. And you're basically sent through this scientific testing facility led by this evil computer that sort of taunts you as you're doing these little, as you're solving these puzzles. And the idea is to get to the end of each room using this portal gun. And it's actually a fun game because it's got these weird creative little ways to do it.
Yep, and there's no other enemies. It's just you and a portal gun trying to escape from a testing facility where the computer system is talking to you and taunting you with the promises of cake that is delicious and moist.
And it's bad because you go into one of these rooms and there's written on the walls by a former test subject is the cake is a lie. The cake is a lie.
Now, see, there's only one problem with that game and me.
And what's that?
I'm more partial to cookies and Kool-Aid.
Oh, cookies and Kool-Aid. Ooh, well, Kool-Aid is dangerous, too.
Yeah, that's always how they get you. They get you with the cherry flavored Kool-Aid and chocolate chip cookies.
Oh yeah.
Well, should we get started on our Ponyville experience?
Does anyone even remember where we left off?
We are starting the Ponyville pack.
Oh, okay.
We left off on the Sweet Sunday Amusement Park with the promise that we would come back to it at a later date with a special show.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Ponies?
So we're on 2008 Ponyville packs?
Yep.
Ah, okay. I'm caught up.
The Sweet Pack.
And I found something on Amazon today.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
That is completely pony related.
Okay.
Let me see if it's in my items viewed.
Is it the pony book with the miniature G1 Firefly?
No.
Because I want that. It's on pre-order, right?
Friendship is Magic, Seasons 1. To who? 3. All on DVD.
Ooh.
So, the rumors are true. FIM has come to DVD.
Awesome.
Well, it's about time. Rather than just giving, like, everybody these obnoxious, like, individual My Little Ponies with either Ticketmaster or Stare what was it, Ticketmaster or Stairmaster were the two episodes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which seems so random. Like, why those episodes?
I know Ticketmaster was right after the two-part beginning of the of season one.
Yeah.
But Stairmaster seems like kind of a random episode.
Definitely. And you have fewer pieces of information. You have...
I would have thought that it would have been better for them to, like, do, like, one pony have one episode, another pony have a different episode.
Yes, what?
I've got, like, 30 little tiny DVDs that all have Ticketmaster. I think I'm just going to start giving them out with my custom ponies as a freebie.
There you go.
Join swaps. Here's your extra.
There you go. Well, just so that you know, seasons one and two are both out. They're both $29.99 on Amazon. Season three is on pre-order for $17.97. It is to be released on February 4th. Always remember, if you pre-order, if the price goes down, you get it at the low-down price, even if it jumps right back up.
Now, see, I'd get it if it was on Blu-ray, but I recorded everything off of TV onto DVDs, like when they first aired.
So, I ended up missing lots of parts out of season two. I missed a lot of episodes. Even season one, I don't have the full season. And I didn't even attempt to take and tape season three.
Oh, that's a good little burp. That's a good little burp. Yep, I have the original version of the Derpy episode.
Ah.
Before they cleaned it up and redubbed it. Because that's what happens, Hasbro, when you try too hard to pander to a very select group of fans. Like, you know, bronies.
Yes.
You get angry parents.
Who want to hunt you down.
Yeah, my sister has discovered she kind of likes My Little Pony now, too. She really likes Derpy. And I'm very proud. My nephew's favorite pony is Applejack.
There you go.
Oh.
Not Derpy, not Dr. Hooves, Applejack.
Very cool.
And it's so cute. You know what he was telling me the other day? Because in 2 days he's going to be 11. He's scared of turning 11.
Aww.
Why?
Because 11 is just around the corner from 13, and he's afraid of being a teenager. Because he says teenagers do stupid things.
Well, if he's only going to be 11 and he already realizes that, then he's good because he's not going to do stupid things.
Exactly.
That's what I told him, is that he didn't have to worry because it wasn't mandatory that you do stupid things when you become a teenager. It's just most people choose to do stupid things when they become a teenager. But he can choose to do smart things. He doesn't have to do stupid things.
Exactly.
But it was pretty adorable.
Hopefully this means that he will grow up to be a man who does not do stupid things.
One can only hope.
So, where did we leave off at again?
2008, we are now on the three-pack of Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, and Star Song.
Yes, I believe this was the first time. Then no, it wasn't the first time that Star Song was a Ponyville.
No, it's not the first time that there was Star Song, but it is one of my favorite Star Song poses in Ponyville. She is absolutely adorable. I have this three-pack. I like the fact that they put Rainbow Dash's hair over to the side. That's pretty cute, but they made her head too small. And I don't like that. She's got skeleton head.
We should pick up a collection for all Ponyvilles that are suffering from skeleton head.
Oh, goodness, so, yes. I see what you mean looking at this one.
Yeah. Pinkie Pie, her head isn't too bad as far as being skeleton head. It's a little bit smaller than it could be, but it's not bad. But Rainbow Dash definitely has the whole skeleton head. But I will say I love so much that even though this is, like, they're tiny, this picture is, like to size.
Mm-hmm.
At least on my laptop it is. And even though they're really tiny, they put so much detail into the cutie marks and, like, Star Song's wings are gradient like they are in the big toy and just... If only they could have felt that much passion for detail the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it seems like with Ponyville, at the very least, because they do it with the Friendship is Magic Ponyville, too, the ponies are, you know, show accurate and detailed, even if they are still single-sided, you know, cutie mark.
Yeah.
But the big ones, they just don't show love for the big ponies. And I feel like it's a missed opportunity. That's all I'm saying.
I agree too. Oh, well, I guess we both do.
Yay! 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 Oh, there's my smiley girl. There's my smiley girl.
Aw.
She's trying to help me with the laptop. Oh, big yawn. All right. So, our next set is a four-pack. And it has Bay Breeze, Flippity Flop, Lavender Lake, and Ribbon Wishes.
Just in case you missed the Bay Breeze in the Toys R Us pack, they decided to bring it back.
Yes. And unfortunately for Bay Breeze,
skeleton head.
But on the plus side, this pony four-pack, she is the only pony that has really bad skeleton head. The others have a fairly decent-sized head. They look fine.
Alrighty, then.
And personally, I think Lavender Lake and Ribbon Wishes both look adorable.
I think they all look adorable.
Slippity Flop's a little too bright for me, and I don't like Skeleton Head on Bay Breeze, but...
I do like the walking pose they have Bay Breeze in.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
I do like that pose.
So she does have one saving grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except that she's got Skeleton Head. You know, it's like they couldn't have taken an extra couple of minutes to look at it and say, you know, that kind of looks like she's got a Skeleton Head. You know, just a little quality control would have been nice. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, well. Oh, excuse me.
Now, this next one is one that I really like because, to me, I think this is one of the best Sweetie Belles in the Ponyville line. It is Bumper Cars with Sweetie Belle and Royal Bouquet. I don't have this one, but I really wish I did because both Sweetie Belle and Royal Bouquet are beautiful. The hair looks great. They've got nice, full heads. Sweetie Belle looks gorgeous. Royal Bouquet looks very demure. And it comes with a lot of great accessories. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they are very, very cute. You have Sweetie Belle with her blue bumper car with pink lines for the detail. You have a yellow part on the front bumper and a yellow and pink flag. You have Royal Bouquet in her yellow bumper car, again, with pink for the detailing, orange on the front bumper, and a pink. It's actually a green flag, but on the website it's posted as pink. That is definitely green. You have a street sign that's for bumper cars only, evidently, or danger bumper cars ahead. You have a traffic light, which I've never seen bumper cars have a traffic light, but okay. A pink and blue balloon, a windmill for some wild reason, two pieces of cotton candy, one is pink, one is blue, a stuffed monkey and a stuffed elephant. I think this is more along the lines of more like a carnival day with Sweetie Belle and Royal Bouquet.
You know, and you know how we were talking about how, like, all the Ponyville stuff kind of works together? This would go really good with the amusement park set.
Yes.
I mean, I hope that whoever, like, designed the Ponyville kind of came up with the idea. I hope they're still working with Hasbro, and I hope that Hasbro realizes what a gem they have in that employee, because of all the G3 Pony kind of lines, Ponyville really works together. There's a lot of diversity. They all look like what they're supposed to look like. There is more detail on most of the accessories for the Ponyville than there ever was on any of the accessories for the big ponies.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right. So the next one is deliveries with Cheerily and Sweetie Belle. Now, when we say Cheerily, this is Cherry Blossom that's been renamed Cheerily. This is not Unicorn Cheerily. But it does have Sweetie Belle. And Sweetie Belle, again, looks pretty darn cute, and so does Cheerilee. No skeleton heads here.
Thank God.
No.
And I just want to point out one of the accessories is a wagon. And doesn't it look an awful lot like the wagon that comes with the G4s?
Actually, now that I look at it,
Pony pulls the wagon.
Like it. Yeah, except this wagon's a little more detailed.
It is.
Definitely.
And here's another instance of something tying in with the other playsets, because all the other Ponyville houses had those mailboxes out in front, and you got to wonder who's delivering all those letters.
Well, it's Sweetie Belle and Cheerilee. So you have a postcard, which is orange, yellow, pink, and white, and it has on the side a sticker decal of the wagon full of mail. You have the postal wagon, which is orange, pink, and white, two pink postal caps, one bunch of flowers in a vase, a gift card to put in the bunch of flowers, because you can't send flowers in Ponyville without a card, because there is no such thing as secret admirers.
Well, I should point out, though, that these are basically the same accessories that you get when you buy the pack from 2007 that's delivering goodies with Sky Wishes and Tinka Tinka 2. In fact, they're pretty much the same color, too. They're exactly the same color. They're exactly the same. It's just different pony. So this one, not nearly as clever, but it does help in Ponyville to have more than one mail truck and delivery person, I would think. So realizing that Ponyville was underserviced by their mail delivery system and for hiring more employees.
If only the U.S. Postal Service would take the same initiative.
I know, right? Have you seen that they've launched their campaign? Oh, our service is even better on flat rate boxes and envelopes. Everything else still sucks. They haven't improved their scanning and tracking on anything other than their flat rate. They're really trying to push the flat rate.
Actually, the scanning and the tracking on the flat rate suck.
Well, it sucks on everything.
Because when I ship swap boxes, because it's quicker, it's easier, I just shove everything into the box, and I pay my postage online, and I shove it in the doorway, and they come and pick it up. I don't have to worry about, oh, I didn't pay enough for postage.
I use FedEx now.
I can't afford FedEx for a swap box.
Well, I use FedEx for shipping my customs because it was either last Christmas or the Christmas before. Everything I shipped got damaged in the mail, no matter how thoroughly I wrapped it and packaged it. In fact, one person said that it looked like someone stabbed the package repeatedly.
Ouch.
Mm. And one of the things I sent got lost, and they couldn't tell me where it went. And I think eventually, like 2 months later, it showed back up and finally got to its destination. But, I mean, I was not a happy pony. And I vowed never again would I use the Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service, to ship anything other than letters. Because, I mean, I got, like, and they, you'd think when you pay extra for delivery confirmation and tracking, that they'd, like, track it. They're like, no. We don't guarantee that we're going to track it when you get delivery confirmation. We just tell you when it's delivered.
But isn't that the whole point of a tracking number?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's sort of like in the name of what you're buying, a tracking number so that it can be, gee, I don't know, tracked.
Well, and every time, I mean, when I first started shipping things, I went in and said, I want a tracking number put on this. I want to be able to track the package. They're like, oh, you want delivery confirmation. They tried to tell me that the only time they actually tracked and guaranteed that they would track it is if you paid, like, for the express delivery that costs, like, you know, at least $40. Even if you're shipping something that, like, weighs less than, like, you know, 6 ounces, $40.
Ouch.
Then we'll track your package, $40.
I remember when they tracked packages. Yeah, that's when I would watch a package that I bought on eBay, and I kid you not, it would be coming from Georgia. Okay. Now, you would think Georgia, Illinois, it'd be a straight shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. It went from Georgia to Nevada, which is well past Illinois, but it's just a few states. Indiana, which is the state right next door to me. Then it would finally get to Illinois. So my thing always was, okay, the ponies jumped out of the package, hijacked the UPS truck, and decided to go on a joyride.
Well,
for one,
that
last
one package
time,
it took like 2 months to get to where it was going. It actually, like, it eventually came back to me before, like, I reshifted a different way. And even though, get this, it was going from my town to my town in the same postal code. Somehow it made its way all the way up to Washington before coming back.
Talk to you later. You could have probably walked the package to the person you were sending it to.
Yeah.
I know.
Knocked on the door and gone, hey.
They're like, oh, no, you don't understand. We had to send it to Washington because that's where our sort facility for this type of package is.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Like, screw you, U.S. Postal Service. May you all lose your jobs over the holidays.
Well, not until after I ship my swap box to my pen pal. Then they can lose their jobs.
Okay. Oh, standing up. Standing up. You're okay. You're kind of fussy, honey.
Yeah. Samantha, they was asking, were we talking about UPS or the U.S. Postal Service?
U.S. Postal Service.
Yes. Those say they will the U.S., we have like 5,000 days off, but yet we still complain that we don't have enough time off.
I vowed that I would always pay extra and charge extra for shipping to use FedEx because I have never had a complaint with FedEx. I have had FedEx, like, go to deliver the package. No one was home, and they didn't like the neighborhood that they had to leave it in, so they took it back to the office and let the person know to pick where to pick it up or to schedule a pickup or a drop-off because they didn't want the package to get stolen.
Well, that
I know
was nice
the U.S. Postal Service would have just left it on the door.
Yeah.
Well,
oh yeah.
The only time I ever ship anything FedEx is when I have to do an exam and I have to ship them back because they ship FedEx. And let me put it this way: I just pack the box, go to the shipping place. Take the thing to the point where, you know, if anyone's getting in there, it's going to be amazing. I basically waterproof the box and how much tape I end up putting on this box. Mostly due to the fact that there's exams in there and they're paper. So just in case the box gets wet. But then I hand the box off and say, it's your problem now. I have done my part. I have handed you the box after giving the exam. My one and a half weeks of panicking, worrying are now done. Here you go. See you in 2 months.
All right, should we get to our next one on stage with Rainbow Dash and Tula Rula?
Okie dokie. Well, does someone else want to take this one because I've got to head downstairs really quick?
Summer, why don't you take this one?
Sure. Oh, Melody, you crying?
Oh. Whoa.
Someone made a diaper.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I would cry, too.
Oh,
Munchkin. It's all part of nature. It's going to be not fun, but we all have to do it. There's a whole book about it. There's a whole book about it.
Aww.
You're making everybody feel bad for you.
Better.
Getting pretty fuzzy. for the baby's room.
Okie dokie. Oh my.
Oh goodness.
So hot. It's so good. Yeah. I'm a little baby. Now, I have to say that the accessories and the outfits in this are pretty cute. But yeah, Summer, go ahead and describe them for us.
Okay. Well, the next pack, the pack we're doing now is On Stage with Rainbow Dash and Tularula. And Tularula and Rainbow Dash themselves, they're actually pretty cute, but still the pretty standard version of them in the Ponyville set. And they have two different outfits that come with this set. There's one that's a purple outfit with four little purple shoes and a purple skirt and a purple top hat that all have yellow accents on them. Other outfit is sort of a pink and white. And it's a white skirt with a kind of ruffle look to it, and it's got the pink lines around it and four pink shoes with little blue bows on them. And there's a green headband with what looks like three little pink flowers on it. And there's a little pink bow tie that they have on the picture in the picture here on Rainbow Dash with the purple outfit. But I guess it could go with either one. And we have a little bunch of flowers that looks like it's wrapped up in a pink paper. It's white flowers with green leaves. Little pink guitar with a yellow heart on it. And I see that one, they've got an orange microphone. And it's one that like clips onto a hoof. And I think the orange stand in the back is a stand-up microphone, but I'm not sure. I can't see it very well in this picture. And then there's a little orange, I guess that heart-shaped thing is a compact or a purse. I'm not really sure. I'm going to say maybe a purse because of the size of it. And then there's the pink and white vanity with a little mirror. And a little sign that has a picture of Tularula with a microphone. And we have a yellow brush and a yellow hair dryer and a yellow perfume bottle. I kind of like the purple outfit on Rainbow Dash, but it kind of reminds me of the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. I'm not sure why. I think maybe because of the big top hat on her.
A little bit. But what I like is I think this set goes really good with Scootaloo dressed as a clown, which I think goes really good with the birthday party set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the clown and the magician at the birthday party.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would actually be perfect.
Which I think would be great if it was held at the Teapot Palace.
That is too cute. It's too cute.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, like, a lot of stuff works together. It's just, it's really great. So the next one is Rain or Shine with Merryweather and Shenanigans, which I think is like the perfect two ponies for a Rain or Shine set.
Oh, yes. And they are really cute with their entire set.
The only problem is, once again, Shenanigans has Skeleton Head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor thing. But at least they give her a yellow flower.
That's true. See, I think this set, I'll let you get to the accessories in a minute, but I think this set goes with the fancy fashions with Desert Rose and so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Shoe Time with Tula Rula.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the fancy fashions boutique. But yes, so on to the accessories.
Okay, but first off, you do have a rack, which is green, pink, and blue, and it's to hold almost everything. It holds the umbrellas, it holds the skirts. The one umbrella is one of those that kind of resembles the Chinese type umbrellas, the flat top.
Oh, well, no, one of them is an umbrella for rain. And the other is a parasol for sunny weather.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. The parasol.
Yes.
That is the pink one. I knew I was trying to describe something there. And that one is pink. And the other one is for rain, and that one is blue and pink. It is mainly blue with pink accents. You have one pink skirt, one yellow and green skirt, two pairs of shoes, four set pairs of shoes. One set is pink, the other set is yellow, a pink bow tie for the hair, and a yellow flower for the hair.
Now see, and it's what's really neat is that the pink skirt and the pink shoes and the pink flower go with the parasol. And the yellow and green skirt and the yellow shoes appear to be galoshes and like a rain jacket
mm-hmm.
sort of material. And then the yellow flower goes with that.
Oh, so it's all color coordinated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I like
now,
this set.
Now, Shenanigans set is a little more fashion conscious because while her shoes do match her skirt, it doesn't specifically match her umbrella, but it all works together, the colors. Whereas Meriwether, her pink shoes match the parasol and kind of go with the skirt. So her accessories match, and that's not quite as fashion-forward.
That is true.
Yeah.
But it's a really cute set, though, and I love the way Meriwether looks. She's got a really cute pose. I just wish Shenanigans did not have Skeleton Head. Was it really so much to ask to fill out the head on some of these ponies?
Yes, well.
All right. Our next one is Snacks with Cheerily and Scootaloo.
And this definitely goes with Cookie House or with the hot chocolate. Cafe.
Yes. Poor Scootaloo has Skeleton Head, but Cheerily looks pretty cute. Again, Earth Pony Cheerily, not Unicorn Cheerily. Sadly, the hats look terrible on the ponies.
Yeah, I was going to say something about those hats. I guess they had to be that size and that kind of bubbly overcooked egg look to fit their molded hair.
Yeah, it's just the hats themselves are cute. It's just they don't fit on the ponies right.
Yeah.
No.
But that's the only accessory that I really take issue with.
Well, then I think maybe not play with the hat might be an option.
Yeah. What I like about the white hat that comes with this set is that, to me, it is reminiscent of one of the hats that came with Peachy's Parlor in the G1 playset.
It does kind
of
resemble
that. Look like
that.
Yeah. I think it's even got the same style bow on it.
Yeah. So a little nod to the G1 characters with those hats, but they just don't fit on the phone as well.
Well, if we remember correctly, neither did the hats from the parlor.
That's true. Actually, none of the hats for the Ponyville ponies actually sit on the Ponyville head very well. They should have just stuck to, like, bows and barrettes and stuff.
I agree.
Or found a way to make the hat sit in a better way on their head, you know, the inside.
Sorry, I had to take my dog downstairs to let him out, and it's taking me a while to move.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh. Okay. Four more stairs.
Well, hey, Summer, why don't you talk about the accessories that come with it?
Okay, well, there's quite a fair amount of accessories with this set. I mean, they're not, they look like they're having more than a snack. This sort of looks like a full course meal. Because we've got the two hats, which we've briefly mentioned. There's the white hat with a pink bow, and then a light blue hat with sort of a purple flower on it, and then a purple rim around it. And there's a little green table that has a pink stick in the middle of it, which is holding up a white umbrella. And there's yellow picnic basket, a pink cup, and then we've got all the food. There's a white carton of milk with some, I assume it's milk. I'm not sure. I suppose it could be juice, but it's a white carton with purple flowers on the side, so I'm going to say it's milk. There's a light blue pitcher, and we have a pink cup that looks like it's supposed to be a little, like, soda float with a orange straw sticking out of it and white ice cream on top.
Ooh.
And I like, there's these two white glasses of what looks like it might be iced tea or lemonade because it's got a little lemon sticking out of the side. And you can clip these onto the ponies' legs, and they have little straws sticking out of them. And on the first picture, Cheerilee has one clipped onto her leg, and it's, like, at the perfect spot where it looks like she's drinking out of the straw. So I actually think those are cute. And there's
that
a pink cake. Oh, yeah. Because you can position them in just the right spot. They have a pink, looks like a bundt cake with white icing on it. A little white plate with some orange muffins, two yellow bananas and a green apple, two pink plates with pieces of purple cake stuck on them, an orange plate with some heart-shaped cookies, a little pink bowl with suppose that's either cereal or soup in there. And then there's an orange plate with a little white sandwich on it.
And I should point out that those cakes, those purple cakes, they're actually a white cake with purple frosting. Oh, you look
Yeah,
but it's a white cake with, like, purple frosting, strawberry filling, and, like, a little, like, sea green decoration of some kind. So they put a lot of detail into those slices of cake.
Oh, yeah.
So I think the slices of cake are actually my favorite accessory in this set. Although I have to agree, I do like the white glasses with lemon in them that attach to the pony's hose, too. I think that's really clever.
Yeah, because, you can make them look like they're actually drinking out of the straw the way that they're positioned. I just thought the picture they have here with Cheerily looks really cute.
Yeah, it definitely is. Then you are right. It does look like, they're not having snacks. They are definitely looking like they are having a full blown, all out picnic.
I would venture to say that they are having a formal tea.
Yes, high tea.
Oh, there we go. There we go. We're having high tea. Very good, very good. Pinkies up.
What are you going to hang Pinky from?
Oh, God, I like that one.
Well, they're ponies, so they don't have actual pinkies as in the finger, but there's Pinkie Pie.
Oh, God, I can't wait for Delayta to catch up with Samantha, because I can't wait for her opinion on that one.
All right, so that's the Ponyville pack for 2008.
Oh, yes. Which brings us to the Ponyville specials. And first one up is a Christmas special.
I wish I would have been able to get it.
I actually have the advent calendar.
Yeah, the Ponyville Advent Calendar.
I actually have it, and I have it mint in package.
Ooh.
I got it, actually, it was clearance time. 2 years after it had been released.
Must have got lost in the back room somewhere.
I think it did, and it was at Walmart. So, yeah, it definitely got lost in a back room someplace.
Oh, yes. Those back rooms in Walmart are expensive, and there are lots of places stuff can get lost.
Yes, it kind of seems
I was going to say, it should be pointed out that the advent calendar did not come with 25 ponies.
No.
It would be cool if it did, but it did not. It came with 3 ponies and then 40 other accessories. So some windows had more than one accessory in them.
Yes. Okay. And on the first day of Christmas, what do you end up with?
Pinkie Pie!
Speaking of hanging Pinkie Pie,
oh
Which that couldn't have been any more perfect. But yes, that is the only part that you can see in the package without opening it up is Pinkie Pie, and that's it. And if I remember correctly, when the advent calendar came out, the whole big draw to it was they didn't say what was in the advent calendar. The only thing you knew. Go for it.
I was going to say, the only thing it says on there is it includes 3 ponies and over 40 accessories.
Yeah, so other than Pinkie Pie, you didn't know what the other 2 ponies were that you were getting. So that was the big draw. You wanted to know what were the other 2 ponies.
And you were not disappointed because the other 2 ponies for this Sunday were Minty and Sweetie Belle.
Ooh, and ooh!
Mm-hmm. Well, who's a more perfect pony for Christmas than Minty?
Yes. There is no more perfect pony than Minty for Christmas.
Oh. Well, and this set came out in 2008, so I think it would have been about the time that Pinkie Pie's Christmas would have been coming out.
Yes.
But it's great because it also comes with 2 sheets of stickers, a stocking that appears to be made of cloth, a set of Christmas cards for the ponies, a picture, a framed picture of Cheerilee, perhaps some little Ponyville-sized pony books, 2 lollipops, what looks like a Christmas ornament, 2 cups of hot cocoa on a tray, a container of milk, another framed picture, I can't see what of, 2 cakes on plate, 1 plate of cookies, 2 more mugs, 1 green cup, 1 perfume aspirator. What appears to be a really weird-looking bird. Another perfume aspirator.
I think it's a duck.
Perhaps. A really weird-looking duck. A present wrapped with a big pink bow. A package that has a stamp on it. Clearly it's meant to go in the mail.
Yep.
A pinch bowl, complete with ladle. A bigger present that looks just like the presents you get in the G4 wedding packs, except it's white with a yellow or chartreuse ribbon. So it's got a lot of good accessories. Some of them more interesting to look at than others. My favorite ones are actually the package and the Christmas cards. The stuff that look like they could go in the Ponyville postal system.
I think I like the little cloth hats that Pinkie and Minty have.
I actually do like the cloth hats in this, but that's only because the cloth hats, A, are like one's a Santa hat and one's a striped kind of elfy-looking hat. But more importantly, because they're cloth, they fit over the heads better and they look more natural sitting on the pony's heads than the plastic ones do.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell what Cheerilee was wearing, because all the ponies are wearing outfits. The picture is too small. I can't see what they're all wearing. I know Pinkie Pie is wearing what looks like a pink skirt and carrying a purse in this picture. Minty is wearing what looks like Santa shoes and is carrying something yellow and has the stripey hat on. But I honestly can't tell you what Tweety Belle is wearing. But it makes her look like a winged unicorn in this picture. Probably a cape or something. Hello? Is everybody still there?
Yeah, she is wearing wings. And, well, let me see if I can find a better picture of this on one of the other sites. If I can find another site.
My baby is asleep.
Aww. Okay. That's not what I was looking for.
Oh, Summer's phone died on
her. Oh, dear. Man.
It wouldn't be an episode of Pony Talk without some sort of technical difficulty. She's going to try to call in on the landline.
Okay.
They'll be looking for her to call back on a different number.
Good to know. Okay, let's see. Okay, it looks like she has wings. And the wings have like little hoops on them.
Well, it's really cute, whatever it is.
It's a very weird set of wings, that is definitely for sure. And I think she's
back. Hey, guys,
back.
I'm back. Yeah, sorry. The phone just sort of went meow. It just died on me.
It just decided to say, yeah, you don't need to talk anymore. That is totally what it just said. Okay, no, what it is? Is it comes with, here's all of the accessories. It comes with a white box, pink skirt, orange skirt, yellow bowl, a pink bowl, two framed pictures, 5 cups, 2 plates with cakes, 2 necklaces, which is what we're seeing hanging off of the wings.
Oh, I see now.
So, and then the shoes and the duck and all that other fun stuff. But yes, it's a pair of necklaces that got hung off of her set of wings.
Oh, okay.
So.
So,
okay, sorry, I so just got distracted. Because looking up the
answer. Sadly, does not have a lot of information on it, on either NLP Land or My Little Wiki.
Basically, basically, it was a board game that was offered by Kohl's, and it does contain Jirly, Scootaloo, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Star Song, Hula Rula, and Sweetie Belle. Those were someone think of the word that I'm thinking of right now. Quickly.
The
game
tokens
pieces.
Or the pieces?
Yes.
The game board pieces?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, but, and for some reason, my computer has slightly froze.
Oh, no. Computer, no. I actually think I have this game. I just don't have any of the mini ponies with it. But it's a nice tin box that the game comes in. And then you see on the picture here, it's got the heart-shaped window where you can see a couple of the little pony figurines. As I remember, the actual game board is kind of just colored squares, sort of like Candyland, almost. And it's got a spinner
okay.
that you use to move with.
Well, that's always good to know.
You're okay, honey.
Oh, dear. But unfortunately, we can't give you any more details since none of us actually have the game.
Yeah, I don't have it with me or I'd be able to describe it a little better.
And I never bought it, so.
I never even thought it.
Well, this is something I actually found in a secondhand shop, so it had everything with it but the ponies.
Hmm. Of course.
It looks like pony pieces are like pretty standard looking. They're not anything special from like the regular edition.
Yeah, I mean they're the standard size of the regular Ponyville pony. So I mean finding this core set that they've put out now. Would probably not be that hard just to put in
no.
game for display purposes.
No, but onwards and upwards to the Kmart exclusive re-release bag.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, it wasn't until I got home that I realized, oh, crap, I already have all this.
Yeah.
It has accessories. It has the swing from one of the earlier sets, the popcorn cart from one of the earlier sets, the gumball machines on the table from one of the earlier sets, the little car from an earlier set. It's all accessories that you've seen before, things that have been already been released, except, and ponies that have already been released, except they all come in a plastic carrying bag now.
Yep.
Nothing particularly special beyond that.
Nope.
In fact, you're probably better off if you can find the bag at the secondhand store if you already had all of these accessories before.
Yes, because this way you could put all the little accessories in the bag and not worry about them getting lost somewhere.
Exactly.
Indeed.
But unfortunately, I was silly and didn't realize it, and yeah.
Yep, and of course the carry bag should not be confused with the carry case, which also seems to have come with four ponies.
And that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no, it came with one pony, a Rainbow Dash, and then it just had pictures, I think, of the other ponies to kind of tell you, hey, you're supposed to put ponies in here.
No, it came with all four.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh. Your
dog
on it, honey.
Oh, so it did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Ponyville. Oh. No, you're right. It only came with Rainbow Dash.
That's what I thought, because that picture of... What tipped me up is a picture of Sweetie Belle. Looks like a pose we've never seen her in.
Hmm.
Would have been nice to see her in it, but we've never seen her in it.
Hold on. I'm still looking it up. Hold on.
Hmm. Well. It is a nice carry case. I mean, it kind of looks like it's a, you know, almost got like a purse look to it.
Yeah.
Well, yes. And you can probably, in that case, probably a whole lot of Ponyville ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And a lot of accessories.
Well, I wonder what the inside of the case looks like.
I would love to see the inside of the case. To see if it had compartments or if it was just a big open case. Now, the next one that I'm really excited about talking about is the Easter egg set.
Oh, yes.
Oh, those are cool.
Now, the Easter eggs themselves were not the cool part. They're just your standard plastic Easter eggs, you know, the kind that you get on Easter egg hunts when you're little with candy inside. They open, have a little thing in the middle, you know. But the ponies, the Cayman eggs, are special. On the back display side foot of each pony.
Not always the back foot. Not all the back foot. Rainbow Dash has it on her front display hoof.
Ah, that's true.
But yes, they all have
it looks like the same designing that you would do on an Easter egg.
And Rainbow Dash is the only one that does have it on her front foot.
Yep.
Everybody else's is on the back. So Sweetie Belle's is yellow, and it kind of fades to a like a green and then a pink, and it has white little wavy lines. Rainbow Dash's goes from light blue, almost the same color as her body, and then fades to a darker blue to a purple and has white kind of triangular lines on her front foot. Cheerily starts off kind of yellow and fades to a medium, like a berry pink to a dark purple, and has polka dots. Doodaloo's, which I think is the prettiest, goes from a light pink to a pinky purple to a darker purple with seafoam green turquoisey colored heart. Pinky Pie starts off kind of a really pale white pink and goes to a pale green fairy pastel with turquoise kind of triangle lines and then polka dots. Star Song has sparkles on her wings. It starts off as a pale purple and goes into a yellow and has the white wavy lines again. Kind of like what we saw on, very similar to what we saw on Sweetie Belle.
Yeah, it's definitely a very, 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 very cute set. And it was a Target exclusive. And again, I think 2008 was when they stopped making things Target exclusives.
Yeah, I think so. And if you look at the one picture, the first picture they have with all six ponies, you can kind of tell that they've got sort of like a pastel-y hue to all of them.
Yeah.
So they're slightly different colors than the regular Ponyville releases.
Definitely.
That's true. It's especially noticeable with Shirley and Scootaloo. Not so much with the other ones, but Cheerilee is a light pink with light pink, purple, and lighter pink hair. And Scootaloo is a light yellow with pale lavender and pink in her hair. Those are the two most noticeable ones. Everybody else is just a little bit lighter than they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
You're making yourself hurt, honey. You're making yourself hurt. Yeah.
And another thing to go ahead and note about the Easter egg set was that you didn't know what pony came in what egg.
Yeah, because all the eggs are plain. None of them are marked with any symbols or anything on them.
Nope. If all you knew... Go for it.
We've made Easter egg hunts with these really fun. In fact, that's a good idea for when Melody gets older.
There you go.
Blind bag ponies and stick them a little Easter egg.
That would be cute.
There you go. So, and the fun thing is, even on the packaging,
they did not indicate that these Ponyvilles would look any different than the regular Ponyvilles.
So it was sort of a double surprise.
Yes.
Well, I applaud Hasbro for that sort of bravery. It really makes it a special treat if you got, ended up getting this set.
Yes, it is, because, you know, you just didn't know what you were getting. You know, in a time when, you know, at that time, collectors started needing to know, okay, what would be completely different to make us want to get it? And it wasn't until someone actually bought the set, popped it open, and announced on all the boards what these ponies looked like. After that, it was a frenzy.
Oh, I can imagine so, because I would think on first seeing this pack and knowing what these ponies would look like, I'd probably rush off to the store and buy a set, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, this is after they had kind of fallen into the core seven sort of category. There was only six ponies in this set, so... And then, as we move along, people expected there to be more Ponyville for the McDonald's toys in 2008, but they were pleasantly surprised to find...
Actually, why don't we hold off and do that next week, because we're at 5 minutes.
Oh, are we really?
So we are.
And we do have a live audience, and I don't want to lose the live audience and still be talking.
Oh, okay.
Ow.
What do you think, honey? She says, I want to play with the laptop. Aww. You're okay, Fussy Baby.
So we've got to find someone that can take and do an interview on the 16th.
I'm going to try and get Simply Steffi, but you keep trying for someone, too, and we'll see who we get.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's going to be a very, very, very busy week. I have to go into work that Monday, come home, turn around, do a meeting. And then that Friday, I go back to CD Orthopedic for one last consult before we... That's going to be when we finally make the decision to go in and when we're going to go in. And then Saturday, I have to give an exam.
Well, keep us all posted on how that goes.
I definitely will. You guys will find out, well, after me and the doctor and my mother and my bosses. So. So all I know is I'm going to be pushing for the first few weeks of January. Just go in, get it done, get it over with.
Well, if you need a break for those weeks, I will hold down the fort. Me and Summer will keep everything plugging along.
Yes. We will do the best that we can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Solidarity.
So, but yeah, as soon as I found out, I had to go in and tell my bosses, and it's like, hey, look, I'm gonna have to work from home for a few weeks after that. So.
Yeah.
We've got 1 minute and 15 seconds left. Do we want to do Pony Night Night?
Sure.
Yep.
Pony Night Night.
Night, everybody.
Pony Night Night.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Is someone going to say something?
Sure. Oh, we were waiting for Kimono to finish. I didn't want to interrupt Kimono.
Now, has anybody noticed there has not been enough Kimono Ponyville figures?
There really aren't enough of her.
No.
And the one that there is isn't even the best figure.
No.
I think there's a McDonald's one, but did we do that one already, or is she an upcoming one?
No, we've done that one already. That one's Kimono with the planter box.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's the only Kimono.
Huh. That's a shame.
Yep,
that's the only Kimono. I mean,
yeah,
they did a good job of it. But, I mean, she was such a great pony. And yet, she was like a one-shot in the G3s. And then the one McDonald's toy. And I think that's really sad. I feel bad for her. But she's such a gorgeous pony.
Yeah, that she is.
Well, she's still one of my favorite G3s.
I would like to see her come back in the G4s. Because her symbol is so simple that I think it would work for a G4 pony.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so? Yeah. Don't you think so? Hmm. Oh, yeah. Give him mommy kisses. Mommy kisses. You can't see her, but she's being very cute right now.
She sounds like it.
Yeah. Just woke up for a little micro nap. Okay, standing up. That's her thing now. She wants to stand and walk around. But of course she needs help.
Meltdown.
Meltdown. Well, I should let you guys go so that care that I can deal with the baby.
And I've got to
okay.
get myself to bed. Because I go back to
well,
work
Summer,
tomorrow.
It is great talking to you, Summer.
Good
yes.
talking to you,
and
too.
It's great, great talking to you again, Pandora. It seems like forever.
I know. It's been 2 whole weeks. I was going through pony withdrawal.
So, yes. Oh, Summer.
Yes.
Were you listening when I was telling Pandora about my general invitation to Peter S. Spiegel to come on the show?
No, I did not hear about that, but I saw your posts about the Last Unicorn event that you went to.
Yes. And I got to meet him, and he was really a nice, wonderful, genuine person. And, I mean, even if he wasn't my favorite author, I would have liked to, like, sit and hear him talk about stuff, because he's just a really great storyteller and a really nice guy. He loved Melody, and Melody roared at him. She loved him back.
Aww, that's adorable.
But, yeah, I've sent him a message telling him that, you know, we have a show called My Little Pony Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and that if he ever wanted to promote his tour or talk about a book or whatever, that we would make that happen for him.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep. I don't think we'll ever hear from him because he's a really, I'm sure he gets better invitations than, you know, a little Blog Talk Radio program. But the door is open, should he ever want to walk in.
Well, hey, you never know. Stranger things have happened before.
Yes, they have.
I never thought in a million years that I would get to meet him. And I'm so happy I did, because he signed my old coffee-stained version of The Line Between.
Mm-hmm.
And I got yet another copy of the book, The Last Unicorn, because all mine end up disappearing. But he signed this one, so I'm hoping it'll stick around this time. I bought, like, 12 over the course of, like, the last, like, 10, 15 years.
Holy cow.
I got to show him the Pony and Lady Amalthea that Steffi made. And got pictures taken with that. So it was a really neat experience. But who knows, maybe someday we will be doing an interview with Peter S. Spiegel, and that would be the most awesome thing ever.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, well, anyway, definitely. I got to get back to the baby. Real life calls. So have a wonderful week. I'll see you guys next Monday.
All right, see ya.
Sounds good.
Hi, Melly.
Good night.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, I hope it is. It's okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Good night. Just us.
I think on that note, I'm probably going to get going, too, since I got to wake up early for work tomorrow.
Same here. I somehow managed to get myself 5 days off in a row.
Wow. That's a neat trick.
Yeah, that's what happens when your work does Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, and then you take off that Saturday.
Ah.
And then you're off already on Sunday and Monday. Christmas will also be a very neat trick, too, because I get 6 days off. So. So, but until next week, Pony night nights.
Yep. I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Good night.
Bye.
Is that it? Are we alone? Well, till next week, happy pony fun. Good night.